clergy, Christian and Islamic, Ashanti Regional Minister, Senior Minister, Minister for Railway Development, Ministers and Deputy Ministers of State, the Deputy Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, and Member of Parliament for Assokwa, Municipal Chief, Metropolitan Chief Executive for the Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly, Municipal Chief Executive for Assokwa Municipal Assembly, Representative of the Contractor, Nana Ajikum Kusi Abebio, Oyokohene, Otumfuo's Representative, Nana Mensa Bunso, Kasihe, Nana Nom, Nana Heman. I have said on several occasions that one of the tragedies of our post-colonial development was allowing our railway infrastructure to deteriorate completely. By January 2017, out of the 947 kilometers of colonial narrow gauge railway network bequeathed to us by the colonialists, barely 10% was operational. Indeed, apart from the 15 kilometer narrow gauge railway line built between 2012 and 2017 from Sekondi to Takoradi via Kojokrom, no kilometer of railway line had been added. Upon my assumption of office, I was determined to change the statistics because I believe that the presence of an efficient, well-connected railway system was critical, is critical to the progress, prosperity, and development of our nation. This led me to the decision to establish the Ministry of Railway Development with the dynamic Honorable Joe Gatte, Member of Parliament for Sikadu Katain, that is the Member of Parliament from Railway Country, at the helm of affairs. By all accounts, this has started yielding fruits. Today's event, the cutting of the soil for the construction of the 83.5 kilometer Kumasi to Obuasi line, is a clear manifestation of the Akufo-Addo government's policy to grow and develop the country's railway sector. Nanadum, ladies and gentlemen, earlier this year, Cabinet and then Parliament both approved a 500 million euro agreement for the construction of a new standard gauge line from Takoradi Harbour to Kojokrom and also from Mansu to Huni Valley. Once completed, 102 kilometers of new standard gauge railway lines would have been constructed as part of the development of a new standard gauge western line. Indeed, the Kumasi to Obuasi section for which I'm cutting the sod today is part of the new line. This line is critical for the successful establishment of the new bauxite and aluminum industry being promoted by government. The Shani and Upon Mansu iron ore deposits, exploitation, which will form the basis of the imminent iron and steel industry, requires a modern railway network to transport the ore and the processed raw material. I'm happy to hear the commitment of the contractor, David Walter, to completing the works on schedule and on budget. This is the kind of reassurance we need from every responsible contractor. Work is also progressing steadily. The first phase of the Tema-Tupaga section of the Ghana-Burkina Railway Interconnectivity Project. This railway line has branch lines to Shani and Upon Mansu. The exploitation of the bauxite deposits at Etiwa as part of the nascent bauxite and aluminum industry will also benefit from the construction of a new railway line. At long last, the construction of the Buankra inland port is about to commence. Parliament has approved a $330 million concession facility for its development. This is significant because since 1995, we've been grappling with the development of the inland port. Its economic viability will be greatly enhanced by the presence of a railway line. I will have the honor and pleasure of cutting the sod for the commencement of works on the Buankra Inland Port in November, when the Korean partners of the project come together and thereby redeem the 30-year grant of land that is of such concern to Tofo de Asantehene. A new standard gauge railway line from Accra to Tema to Kumasi is a must, and I expect contracts to be signed for the commencement of the construction of a line from Accra to Tema towards Kumasi before the December elections. As many of you may know, the country's railway network has never gone beyond Kumasi. That is why I'm happy to announce that a feasibility study and the preliminary design of a new standard gauge line from Ebiabeng to Paga through Bechem, Sunyani, Techiman, then Tamale, has been completed. Next week, final stakeholder consultations will commence, after which the processes for land acquisition will begin. Let me take the opportunity to appeal to Nananong, the chiefs, who are the custodians of our lands, to give their full support to this project. The economic value of all lands where this development of the railway line will be greatly enhanced. In the first 4 years of my administration, more construction activity in the railway sector has gone on than in any period since independence. Over the last 3 years and 10 months, we've laid a solid foundation for railway development, which will receive an even greater input when Nana and the MPP get 4 more years, do more for you. My commitment to the development of a new modern standard railway network is unwavering.
Industrial jobs.
And only 1D1F, no. And only Ghana Industrialization Project, many abrehold in day. And then no nam, ne kosu ya, and no the industrial jobs, beba. Wow, be who enche, wow, bro, no hano, be who say.